I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
We're back in the sports bar live from the distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. Meet the Amherst tonight with the sports bar, Danger Battaglia and ESPN Rochester. Before we close up shop here, we wanted to welcome in the newest Rochester American, just joining the team. When did you get in, Jack? Was it yesterday that you got in?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
Jack Doherty joining us here in the sports bar with Danger Battaglia, new Amherst defenseman. Welcome to Rochester.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here.
Jack, you know it's a business, but I would still think it's got to be jarring. How did they break the news to you that, oh, by the way, we're sending you across the country here?
Yeah, I actually was taking a nap on Monday, and I woke up to a text from Jason Botterill, the GM of Buffalo, saying, you know, welcome to the Sabres, and I was like, what? I had no idea, yeah.
Wait, Botterill? Okay, so maybe that just all went down then.
And then I called my agent, and as I was on the phone, Nashville's assistant GM called me and was like, you know, we traded you to Buffalo.
So it kind of went in reverse order than it was supposed to go, right? You're supposed to hear about that first from your agent. And
yeah,
then
I mean,
from
it was all within 2-3 minutes of each other.
So. You hear those stories every once in a while, though, where it's like, hey, somebody's watching on TV and they see their name coming across the ticker where it's like, wait, I've just been traded? And then 20 minutes later, they get the call saying, hey, you're on the move. You're going across the country or whatnot.
Yeah, and it wasn't like my name was being thrown around for a trade, so I thought maybe somebody was playing a joke on me or something. But
you obviously come to Buffalo, and in your first 2 years, how did you feel your first 2 years of professional hockey went? I mean, obviously, it might not have been exactly the way that you would have envisioned it, but, you know, is this a fresh start for you? Do you see it this way, coming to Buffalo and being part of the Sabres organization in Rochester?
Yeah, absolutely. First 2 years, obviously, the end goal would have been to play with Nashville in the NHL, but it didn't happen. And, fresh start here. Obviously, they know a little bit about me. I don't know much about Rochester or the organization, and so far, it's been awesome.
One guy, I mean, coming here, I don't know how much you got the chance to work with Phil Housley when you were in Nashville. I know he was the defensive coach in the year that they made the run to the Cup Final, and then he comes here. But is that comforting at all, knowing that, you know, I know that he's in Buffalo and you're here, but is that comforting at all that you know that you've got Phil in Buffalo, that, you know, if anything comes up, maybe you can always ask him something, or, you know, ask anybody in the organization just for some sort of advice moving forward?
Yeah, it definitely helps. Like you said, knowing him and working with him in Nashville, and he's from a town right next to mine in Minnesota, okay. So there's another connection, and it's crazy, all the Minnesota guys here and all the connections I have to them.
Talk about another connection. I mean, Scott Nichol is an Amherst Hall of Famer. Yeah. Did you know Scotty well out in Milwaukee?
He was actually hired as player development guy, and I was a member of his first draft class. So we kind of rose up the ranks a little bit together. And, he was actually the one that called me to break the news.
I'm going to have to razz him because he actually lives in a suburb here called Victor. I mean, he's, you know, we're going to razz him. You know, you got to make that call right away. So,
No, they did it. It was handled professionally from both ends.
Jack Doherty, Amherst defenseman, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Meet the players night at Mount Hope Distillery. Jack, we're not familiar with your game. We can't wait to see you on the ice Friday night, the home opener. What can we expect out of your game? You know, give us a little description of how you see your game playing out for the Rochester Americans.
Just a strong two-way defenseman. Not flashy. I'm not going to put up 50, 60 points a year. But I like to think I'm consistent and reliable. And being that it's my third year in the league, hopefully a little bit of leadership and character and responsibility.
You know, we were talking earlier with your new head coach, Chris Taylor, and he said you were actually kind of hard on yourself last year. Like you were somebody that gave yourself a tough self analysis. Is that true? You weren't kind of happy with the way things went last year?
Yeah, last year it started out. First couple games were great. I got injured for the next 7 or 8, and never really found my groove again. And that was a little bit of adversity, and it was tough to deal with. And I don't think I handled it well enough. And you know, it's a new year, a new organization.
You come to Rochester and you come to the Sabres organization, and I know you're fairly new to everything, and you mentioned Housley. Is there anybody in the organization or here in Buffalo that you got the chance to play with in your time, you know, growing up and going through the stages of becoming a professional? And have you reached out to them, or is there anybody here on the team right now that you've played against or played with that you're comfortable with and you've gotten to know a little bit more about?
Like I said, Wilcox and C.J. Smith earlier, and I actually played with Jack Eichel with the U.S. team
right.
when I was 18.
Right,
so
wow. Yeah.
That's another connection, the newest captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about that. I mean, you had the chance to play with him on the U.S. team, named the captain of the Buffalo Sabres yeah. today. What do you know about Jack? I mean, how well-deserved is this captaincy?
It is. I mean, face of the franchise, he can immediately change the game and turn a franchise around, and I think that's kind of what you're seeing here with the Sabres.
And he was captain of the Team USA when you guys were playing together, and obviously it was a, you know, you guys, what did you do? You won the gold medal, right? When
yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but he certainly is a guy that over the years here in Buffalo has been a guy that's been talked up and a potential leader, but mm-hmm. I mean, certainly it's nice knowing that he seems like he's going to pass the flying colors with being able to handle that captaincy. But just what do you know about Jack personally that definitely takes him to that next level to be a guy that is captain material? And you certainly think that he fits to be that
yeah,
material.
Yeah, absolutely. He shows up, and he's got a smile on his face, but at the same time, it's all business, and he's very outspoken, and I think it's just natural that people follow his lead and listen to him.
What was it like, that tournament, winning gold, playing with the under-18 team?
It was crazy. I mean, you go from playing Minnesota high school hockey to playing on the biggest stage for your age group and being able to win. And I don't know. It's still tough to describe 5 years later.
Well, Danger tells me all the time that Minnesota high school hockey is just as big as... Can you describe what that's like? As I've heard that is...
Texas football.
Yeah, it's the same thing, right? You hear Texas football, Indiana basketball, Minnesota yeah. high school hockey. I mean, you can't compare it. And you know, I grew up playing hockey in Minnesota. Jack grew up playing hockey in Minnesota for an actual
program.
And
that's
like,
where
program.
The similarities end, buddy.
I get it, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, when Jack mentioned he went to St. Thomas Academy right away, I'm like, oh, that's a team that every year they're competing for a state championship. And that when you play hockey in Minnesota, that's the goal. That's the dream. The dream is that you're going to play in St. Paul, you know, for a state championship. I mean, you were a part of that at St. Thomas, and here you are saying, you know, you went from playing for a state championship in Minnesota to playing on the biggest stage in the world, and now an opportunity to play, you know, continue your career on a big stage, whether it be here at the HL level or the NHL level. Talk about what your game and development of your game. What needs to happen for you to take that next step?
I think the biggest thing for me is just getting that swagger and that groove back, and I think I'm in a good spot here to do that with fresh eyes and a new organization and, like you said earlier, a fresh start.
I'm looking at your stats here and everything, and just seeing the history of the teams that you've played with. Of course, the U.S. team, you've played with the development program, and then you went from Wisconsin to Portland and then to Milwaukee, signing your entry-level contract. I mean, jumping from place to place shouldn't be new for you. So how back then were you able to transition from one place to the next? How is that going to help you with transitioning from Milwaukee to Rochester?
Well, I mean, you see it right there, 5 different leagues
yeah.
in 5 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, being in Milwaukee, it was nice to be in a place for more than 1 year and kind of settle down. And yeah, and I guess moving on again. Well, but back then I had my parents to help me. Now I'm on my own.
Right. What do you know about some of the players in this organization? I mean, outside of Jack Eichel and some of the guys in the NHL level. What do you know about some of the guys down here? I know you didn't get to, I know you really didn't play against any of these guys, but you know, for instance, guys like Alex Nylander, Justin Bailey, and some of the other guys that have been here. Do you know much about them, or are you looking forward to getting to know them?
The latter part. I mean, got traded Monday. I was here Tuesday afternoon. I didn't have a whole ton of time to research, but today was a great day, and I got to find out kind of what this team and the players are about. So I'm looking forward to getting back to work.
Jack Doherty, the newest Rochester American, wearing a Brooklyn Dodger hat. Jack, welcome to Rochester.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And by the way, tonight, great opportunity for you to hang out with the teammates and hang out for the fans. We're going to be cheering you all season long. Jack Doherty, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, Brayton Wilson live all afternoon. Guys, this was a lot of fun. What do you say? Let's close up shop. Again, Friday night, the home opener. Go to Amherst.com to find out more about your tickets and of course, the party deck as well. Thanks to the Rochester Amherst for having us out. Thanks to the Distillery and Peter Silos, great host as always, for having us here at the Distillery on Mount Hope Avenue. We look forward to a great Amherst season. And if you missed any of today's conversations, whether it was with Jack Doherty or with Chris Taylor, new goalie Scott Wedge with Justin Bailey, Don Stevens, all of it on demand at ESPNRochester.com. Gentlemen, enjoy your sports evening.
Yankees-A's tonight on
Yankees
ESPN.
Yankees-A's tonight, 7:30
NHL
on ESPN Rochester.
Opening.
So, yeah, of course, the NHL season getting underway. Plenty of action tonight. Thanks for listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Back again tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock on ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.